So the other day, my kids were sitting having breakfast in one of those Saturday, morning routines where they have breakfast. I kind of wash some dishes, looking outside the window, barely there. And all of a sudden, I heard my 5-year-old telling her older sister, my 8-year-old, "Well, you should probably pray about it so you don't have any more bad dreams." I froze. I mean, I was not completely involved in the conversation, but that I caught. There was my kid applying something she had picked up from where exactly? Not our messy and imperfect, barely consistent moments of prayer, right? Could it be? And that's when it hit me. Kids are watching, they are listening, even when we don't think they are. And so that is what today's episode is all about, helping our kids develop the reflex to talk to God and hear from Him. And spoiler alert, it starts with us. Stay tuned, hear me out. It's just a thought. Of course, if it is your first time here, welcome on this channel. I like to talk about everything wisdom, everything critical thinking, using whatever we find in our daily lives and online to extract some interesting lessons. If that sounds like something you're looking for, do hit subscribe so we can stick together. Now, I do have a confession to make, which I'm sure if you're a parent, you might be like me. I'm not the most consistent when it comes to prayer with my kids. I want to be, but I'm not. And I imagine this structured, peaceful moment where we all gather as a family, hands, folded, little voices like whispering some heartfelt prayers. But really, some nights, most nights, I do forget. And the nights where I remember, I kind of rush through it. Sometimes, if I'm being honest, I don't actually feel like doing it. And I just do my own prayer and keep it pushing. That used to make me feel so guilty. And I would think, how will my kids ever learn to pray if I don't teach them, properly? Until that happened, that moment in the kitchen at breakfast happened, and it made me feel really, really good. As parents, I think we want our kids to feel like talking to God is a natural thing, just as natural as breathing. But I think to go about that, the first step has to be to just normalize prayer as an everyday thing. And I was so happy, excited, surprised, but also happy to see that for my 5-year-old, it was a reflex to tell her sister, "Yeah, I heard the bad dream that you were having, and go and just, you should pray about this." And it reminded me of Deuteronomy. Let me pull it up. In chapter 6, right, in verses 6 and 7, God gives us parents this charge, which I want to remind you and me, which is that these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. It's all the time. Did you catch that? When you sit, when you walk, when you lie down, when you get up. In other words, just all of the time. And this has to mean for us that prayer does not have to be a big production. It can be simple and spontaneous and just mixed into everyday life. And I think we can learn sometimes from kids because they're so simple. They're just, they think something, they do it. And in that moment, she had an issue. My oldest had an issue. She expressed her issue. And the immediate reflex of her sister was, well, all right, let's just go pray about it. They didn't wait for a perfect moment. They didn't wait for a structured moment like I would have been guilty of doing. They just went in the rooms and prayed. I'm not even sure how the prayer looked. If I had been in the room, I possibly would have looked at it with my adult brain and my adult ears, pardon. Maybe I would have asked them questions. I think the beauty of that moment is that I was not involved, and they did what they knew how to do from observing their everyday life with their parents, namely myself and my husband. Yay. And so I've written down a couple of ways to do this from what I do, from what I actually do in my messy, inconsistent, imperfect prayer times. One way to do this is what I call popcorn prayers. It's just like quick one sentence prayers throughout the day. Something like, hey, thank you, God, for this food. When we're eating good food, we don't have to have a 4-hour prayer session to thank God for his provision for food, but we can remember to say, thank you, God, for this food. Or something like, Lord, help me be patient with my little brother, my little sister today. You know, help me, you know, do my best on the test today. Simple little quick prayers that a child's brain can understand, and simple words that a child's brain can retain. Just short, simple, and real. And when kids see us talking to God like this, it becomes second nature to them. They don't see prayer as something that has to be scripted, prayer as something that has to be very complicated. They don't imagine that only adults have the vocabulary to pray, because they understand the words. I'm losing my voice. They understand the words that are coming out of their mouth, which are the same words that they would use. So just popcorn prayers. And I know what some of you are thinking, which is, well, what if I don't have that reflex myself? What if I struggle with prayer too? Well, like I said, it starts with us. So let's talk about that. It is really hard to teach what we do not practice. And trust me, I know the struggle. One thing I have learned is that kids don't need us to be super spiritual. Hear me out. They just need to see us turn to God in real moments. And these reflexes have to be within ourselves. So again, I wrote down a couple of things, three ways we can build this reflex in ourselves so that our kids can benefit from it. One is to invite God into our ordinary moments. To pray out loud when we need help. Lord, I'm so tired. Give me patience right now. Or Lord, help me respond with kindness to this. Or God, I don't know what to do. Please show me. Let your kids see that prayer isn't just for church or Bible study or for whatever. It's for everything. Allow yourself to pray out loud, to talk out loud to God. Because if you only wait for moments where everything is structured, you have a prayer topic, you're going through something specific, or it's Tuesday at 6 p.m. and it's the official time for study, they will always see prayer and having a moment with God as a planned thing, not as an everyday thing. Whereas Deuteronomy teaches us that this is an everyday thing. Don't overcomplicate it. Invite God into our ordinary moments by praying out loud. Another one that I found, actually this was online and I thought, oh yeah, this is a good reminder. It's a catch me praying type of goal. Meaning, if you make it a habit for you to pray, right? For you to talk to God regularly, well, make it a point for your kids to, I guess, see you doing that, right? Catch you praying or catch you reading your Bible even better, right? I once heard somebody say, if your kids never see you pray, how will they know that you do? Except for you telling them, right? Except for us telling them that we pray or that we should pray or that they should pray. If they don't see us pray, how will they know that we do? And again, kids are sponges. They see everything. They listen to everything, even when they look like they're not. So if their eyes have never a day in their lives caught you praying, caught you reading the Bible, I'm not sure how we expect for them to know that they're supposed to do it. And again, it does not have to be long. Just let them see you in real time do what you do. Just as they see you washing dishes, just as they see you driving your car, just as they see you folding laundry, just as they see you brushing your teeth, they copy you. And so they can copy you by also witnessing moments, your moments with God. And if you're like me, you might be guilty of always being in retreat when you pray. Because when I pray, I'm in my room or I'm in my car, but I am 100% of the time alone, except for scheduled moments with my group or my husband or anything like that. But I don't necessarily show my kids, or I haven't really shown my kids a spontaneous moment, because I kind of retain it and it's just counterproductive at this point. So I learned a lot from this. Catch me praying. Set a catch me praying goal. Let me know what you think about this. Do you pray out loud? Pardon me. Do you pray out loud? Do you let your kids catch you praying? Do you invite them in? It reminds me of that song. What is that song? I think it's by like Brandon something. And it's a song. It begins by a father talking about how he was talking to Jesus. Kid walks in. The kid is like, whoops, sorry, I can see that you're busy, you're praying, I'll be back. And the father, instead of being like, the father is like, wait, you couldn't have come at a better time. I'm talking to Jesus. And so he invites that kid into the moment instead of separating himself from his child to go talk to God. I know you know that song because it's been everywhere. I just can't figure out the title in my head right now. And I hope you're not hearing my kid cry outside because she has snow on her hand. Yeah, that's happening right now. Anyways, so number three, use a visual reminder, because why not? How about placing something like a sticky note somewhere with a simple prayer prompt? Okay, now she's crying. Let me get her. Okay, the crisis has been handled. Now, why not, I was saying, why not have a sticky note somewhere with something like a simple prayer prompt? Some of us, I don't think I need notes, but I've tried it this week and it did help. So to place something like, have I talked to God today, on a sticky note, or what am I thankful for right now, or who can I pray for today? Something simple, something where you can see it daily. It helps create the habit of simple popcorn prayers somewhere in your home where kids can see you. And it might sound bizarre, because why am I prompting myself with sticky notes in the house? What if people see it? What if my guests see it? What if I have friends over and now I have to explain everything? Let's switch our mindset, because if somebody sees it, it's an opportunity to talk about your favorite being in the world, God. It's a moment to create a very nice conversation. And if you are a parent and you have people in your home who come and visit you, they might have kids too that are young like your kids, and they might need that kind of idea and encouragement. Again, it always creates good conversation with something as wholesome as praying with your children or having your children develop the reflex to pray. It might be weird, but not really. So just do it. So now, you know, okay, we've talked about developing the reflex to talk to God, but what about hearing from Him? Because the thing is here, when we teach our kids, hey, you have to talk to God, talk to God, talk to God, it's also important to hear from God. And this goes for a child who's 5, an adult who's 35, a grown auntie or uncle who's 65. It goes for everyone. That's where reading his word comes in, right? And so, yes, talking to God is one thing, but learning to listen to him is just as important. Romans in chapter 10 on verse 17 teaches us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. So we just don't hear from God in our hearts, pardon, we also hear him through his word. And so it's important for us to be in the word, for the kids to be in the word, but how do we help them be in the word? How do we help our kids love the Bible? And so again, let's look at some ideas. One, you can find a way to make the Bible engaging for them. You can use storybook Bibles with pictures. You can read the Bible with them and rephrase it in a way that they understand. It's a bonding moment for you. You can act out some Bible stories. You can make some funny jokes about the shortcomings of people in the Bible to just show that they're human beings like you and I, like them. You can ask fun questions like, if you were David, how would you feel facing this giant, for example? Make the Bible relatable and engaging for them. Don't put it necessarily as a very, very, very serious book that we have to read with the most seriousness. Make it engaging by showing them that the stories in the Bibles are written for them, not just adults. Next, keep it short, guys. Keep it short. Let's keep it short. Let's keep it simple. If you have kids, you know you will not do a 90-minute Bible study with them. You know you will not do a 60-minute Bible study with them. Let's keep it short. Let's keep it simple and straight to the point, please. And instead of doing things like long devotions, which might be more appropriate for adults, we can read one verse. Just one verse. I promise it's enough. I have tried it already to read one verse and just talk about that one verse. We can do, for example, if you listen to my last episode where I was talking about Philippians in chapter 4 on verse 13, the verse goes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I talked about how I spent time in life just misunderstanding that verse. And so we can also teach our kids and talk about the verses that matter in our lives in real time, but just bring it down to their level. Meaning we can ask after reading something like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hey, what do you understand from it, child? Insert your child's name. What is one thing that you are facing that can be difficult, and where do you get the strength to face it? Just talk about one verse at a time, not necessarily giant Bible stories all the time. And the reason I say keep it short, keep it simple, keep it to one verse is it then develops their eyes to look at the Bible verse by verse and wonder what it means so that you can open that conversation. It's a reflex that you're building in them so that as they grow, when they read the Bible, when they're able to read the Bible by themselves, they can go deeper into the Bible study, not just retain the bigger lines. I do think it is so important to do Bible studies, verse by verse studies, to understand everything. Scripture is inspired. Scripture is there for a reason. Scripture, when it's treated accordingly with the seriousness that it deserves, it never goes back up to God without having an effect. And so I think doing a verse by verse, you know, keep it simple, keep it short type of session with your child is going to help them keep at it instead of seeing it as, let's read a whole chapter, which to us can be not too long, but for them can be, it can ask much of them. And to teach them to connect, as the third way, pardon, teach them to connect scripture to real life. Scripture is not something that you read that's a story about some guy named Noah from way, way back, and he has nothing to do with me. No, no, no. Scripture is about us too. It was not written to us, but it was written for us. And so if they are scared in real life about something, read together about God's protection. If they are feeling guilty about something in real life, talk to them and read about forgiveness and repentance. If just help them see that the Bible isn't an old book, it's a book for them today, right now in 2025, whether they are three, well, they can't read a three, and if they can, congratulations, but whether they're three or five or 10, it's a story for them. It's God speaking to them today in 2025. So you have to connect whatever they're reading to their real life and not just adult stuff. So listen, you really don't have to be a perfect parent to teach your kids to pray. I learned that more and more every day. We just really have to be a parent who prays ourselves. If you want to teach your kid to pray, be a parent that prays. And remember that they're watching, they're listening. Even when we think that we are doing a messy job, they are picking up more than we realize. So let's keep growing with our kids. That's the best advice I can give you and myself. Be encouraged. Find those moments where you can see that your kids actually listen and watch what you do. So if this episode encouraged you, of course, subscribe, stick around, because we're in this journey of faith and getting growing in wisdom together. And let me know if you have a story, like a funny or sweet moment you've had praying with your kids or your nephews or your nieces or whoever is a child in your life. I would love to hear your story. Of course, leave that. Send this to a parent who needs encouragement. Send this to a parent who, quite the contrary, maybe is doing a fantastic job and you just want to recognize them. Send this to whoever you think might need to hear it. I will see you next time.